Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm continuing the AMA. So the next set of questions is from Boner Joe 444. He has a lot of questions here. I didn't even number them. There's so many. Let's see. He said he has two questions, and then he added more. So the first question is, How did you come upon GWA? I feel like I already answered this from another user. Basically, a friend of mine, Audio Bino, I was helping him figure out a username for his audio, and he said that I should try doing GWA. And to be, you know, I didn't say this earlier, but we actually... So he started before me, and then I started like within a week later, and we have this bet going, like who could have the most followers, and whoever could have the most followers would have to pay for lunch when we saw each other. So I blew him out of the water, let's just say. yeah. Well, to be fair, like he's like super busy with classes, so he hasn't like created any new content. So I don't think he anticipated that. So I kind of got the advantage on that side. All right. What made you decide to become a creator? So, it was because I wanted to do that collab. And then it kind of took off a little bit, and then I got addicted a little bit. Okay. Let's see. The next one is, what prompted you to do your first collab? So it was because user Audio Bino had asked me to do one. That's why I did it. And he's a friend of mine, so I wanted to try it out. How do you select a collab partner? So I select a collab partner based on their voice. Like, do I like it? I'm so snobby about voices. And their willingness to collaborate, like if they're cool, like with collaborating, plus some of their ideas and stuff that, you know, that we can do together to make the audio better. So, you know, it just depends. Like a lot of I've only collabed with like three VAs, and the most recent, Sierra Smitty 1864, we've got like, I feel like our voices are pretty compatible, like when it plays out on audio. The most recent one was kind of like a stretch for me. I never, like, it kind of sounded real, so I know you guys probably won't listen to it because it's a collab, but yeah, that one sounded like porn to me, but I was like totally giggling when I heard it back. Let's see. How do you record collabs? So the way we recorded it, or I can say, the way we recorded it on the last two was whoever has the majority of the lines. So in the last two, like the poem and this, nurse one, right? The nurse and the sperm bank, I had the most lines. So I would like do all my lines and then I would send it to him. And then with the spaces, and then I would send him the file, and I would put some sound effects in there, like that I could do like just offhand. And then he would come in and he said like he'd have to cut it up because I give him too much space sometimes, and then he makes it work. So it's really good because he's really good at like chopping and putting together. So I really appreciate that. And then the one with Southie, or Southland Tale, I'm sorry. He read the story and then I cut in with my audio. So he read the story and then the parts where I had to speak as Lucy, he would leave a blank space for me and then I would have to say the audio within that space. If I couldn't, I would chop his, insert mine, and then put it together. Let's see. Have you considered doing FF for M or FF for A? I would, but I don't know any, I don't have any relationships with any female VAs. There's one that somebody sent me. I think it was Father Payne had sent me, and I liked her voice. So I might reach out to her 'cause, But I don't know, like, I'm not that good. I don't think I'm that good. I mean, to work with, like, another female that, you know, I don't know, we'll see. but that would be cool to work with other female VAs. If you guys know of any that are pretty cool, like, let me know. Here's some naughty questions. Okay, here are his naughty questions. Let's see. Do you have a favorite place and time of day when you masturbate? Yes, I do. My favorite place is the bedroom, and it's in the morning at 9:30 when I have, usually when I have the house to myself, and before I start work. So that's when I will record a ramble fap. What are your favorite positions when you masturbate? On my back? Let's see. When you read a script, how often do you have to masturbate while reading? Never. I never have to masturbate while reading. It's rare. If I read like a Gone Wild story or slutty confession, then I might have to go masturbate. Like the incest story that I'm reading, I think 16 through 18, I was like, oh my God, this is so hot. I have to go masturbate afterwards. But other than that, I'm pretty focused when I read. Let's see. Okay. Have you masturbated in a shower or bath? Yes. Do you consider recording this? Maybe. I didn't know that the shower or bath was a thing. I don't know. I think the shower might be a little distracting as far as like the water, like the flow of the water dripping or flowing. So I think maybe the bath, I could try that. I'd probably have to use my phone, which I use my phone anyway for the ramble paps. Let's see. Have you engaged in water sports and to what extent? For example, have you tasted your own urine or that of a partner? No, I haven't. It's not a kink of mine, but I will try. I mean, you know, I am very open-minded. So, you know, if my partner wanted that, like, I would try it. Let's see. Have you engaged in bondage and to what extent? I would say light bondage, just being tied up by my spouse and vice versa. But nothing else. Let's see. Have you engaged in BDSM? And if you have, what is your pain tolerance? So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is a light spanking. He means where 1 is a light spanking and 5, say, canning. No, I don't know. I haven't been spanked, so I don't know what my pain tolerance is. I don't think I would like spanking, but I hear about it in porn or like an audio all the time. So it makes me want to think, it makes me think like, God, it must be good. So I'm open to it. Have you been beaten, spanked, or whipped by your partner? No, my partner wouldn't do that. Even if I asked him, I think he would feel uncomfortable. Have you beaten yourself? No, I haven't. If you have you done it for special effects in audio, or would you consider it? A beating sounds like really bad. It depends on the audio, I suppose. I haven't read anything that where I'd have to beat myself. So I don't know that answer to the question. Okay, 40 Just for Fun asks, how much do you enjoy knowing that there are listeners coming to your masturbation shares? Honestly, I enjoy very much. I think I've developed a kink for it, if there is such a thing, and I don't know what it's called, but maybe audio exhibitionism, or audio voyeurism, but definitely, like, I like knowing about it. I like knowing that, you know, there's guys or even girls, like, that are coming to my voice because they like the sound of my voice. They get turned on by it. It's just really hot. And I never would have known that had I not done audio. Okay, Southland Tale asks, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? My favorite is pistachio. I love pistachio. What is your flavor of hamburger helper? Your favorite flavor of hamburger helper? Deluxe beef stroganoff. I used to eat it as a kid. Like all the time, like maybe twice a week or something. That and like mac and cheese. And yeah. If you could visit any city or country in the world, which would you go to and why? Mongolia, because it's different and totally cool, like totally different from the way we live. I think it'd be cool to ride horses and like sleep in like a, I don't know if they sleep in a yurt. I just love the experience of something so different. I mean, it doesn't have to be Mongolia either. It could be like sleeping in the rainforest, like in a tree hut or something. Oh God, that'd be so, I mean, it'd be cool to travel with someone like that. Okay, next question. Favorite animal aside from house pets? Horses. Horses. They're big and scary, but they're beautiful. Next question. You once told me that I'm the greatest VA on GWA. Do you still think that's true, or has someone else taken the crown? Oh, Southie. No one has taken the crown. I don't listen to that many other VAs, so you still have that place. You're going to get me in trouble. All right. BHasu151 asks, outside of erotica, what is your favorite genre to read? Romance, but with an intellectual spin. So there you go. Old Sailor74 asks, what has been your most surprising thing about this new endeavor? The most surprising thing to me has been how many people are really interested in incest. I didn't know that it was so popular. I mean, I get messages about it all the time. HornetLimp4022 asks, my question is it exhausting to be a VA? No, not yet. It isn't for me. I like it. I think I have ADD, and it's kind of like feeding that ADD because it's like always different. Okay, next question. I'm a big fan of mom, son, incest, anal, breeding, inpreg, and male prostate massage/milking. If there's any content in your horizon of the potential fulfilling of these kinks, send me something. Okay. So the answer to that is send me something to fill and I'll look at it. I know about those kinks, but I don't know that much detail about them or how it's performed, but, it'll always inform me. So send it over and I'll see if I can perform it. I don't know for sure, but I'm always willing to look at it. Number 3, we probably need to know your red flags and turnoffs for future interactions / requests. So some of the things that are like, I guess, turnoffs that I can think of at the top of my head are like pet and animal stuff. Like, I don't want to do that. And then poop. I don't want to do that either. I don't know about a lot of the other kinks. I know there's a lot. So, maybe anything really extreme. I don't know if I can do it just from a like experience standpoint. I can try, but I don't know how convincing I would be. Okay. These questions are from BlueFox109. What is your dream vacation? I want to visit a really cool place where I can explore the local culture and eat the local food. And I don't want to see like touristy places. I want to know where the locals go for the best food, art, music, and visit nature. So I don't have a specific place because I have so many places I want to visit because, like I haven't traveled as much as I wanted to, in the past 20 years. So I have a lot of places I want to go and I wish I could go travel like every year, but it's impossible. I mean, at right now. Okay, next question. What is something you think about that always makes you smile? My kids? My mom? That's about it. Number three. What is your favorite feature about yourself, both physically and otherwise? I think my favorite feature is that I'm genuine and I try to be sincere and friendly. I like my smile, not to be too, and I like my, I don't want to sound conceited. Yeah, that's it. That's all I like is my smile and my personality. Okay, what is something you're extremely proud of but rarely ever get asked about? The number of things that I can create. Like, I don't know, I can do a lot of things like paint or crafty stuff or like make stuff out of wood. Like, I can make a lot of stuff. It's like useless knowledge, really. I mean, it's not like we have to survive in the wilderness, which I don't think I could do, but, you know, I can make a lot of things or think about making a lot of things. What are some of your hobbies? So knitting, sewing, playing the cello, painting, formatting, like on the computer, like for books, bookbinding, tennis. Well, I don't know if that's a hobby. Maybe it's just a sport. Riding my bike, yoga. Those are like kind of sporty things. The next question is, tell us something about you that would really surprise us. So I think one thing is I started driving the day after I turned 16. So, and once I got my license, I booked that appointment. Once I got my license, I had a job, and I started saving that money. I was a tutor. And then I got a receptionist type job, like admin type job, and I was saving all that money. And then when I turned 18, I bought my first car, and it was a stick shift, and I drove it off the lot, which I barely knew how to drive it. And I would like stall every time I was at a stoplight. Well, not every time. I got it a couple times, but that was my first car and my first purchase, and it's a stick shift. I love stick shift. Next question is, did you go to college? Yes. If so, if you could go back to college and study something different from your major, what would you study? I did go back and study something different, and I got a graduate degree in it. I don't want to say what it is, but if I could go back again, because I love school, actually, I'm a sapiosexual, I would go back and take psychology. I think it's fascinating. Psychology or civil engineering? Next question. What would a completely lazy day with no obligations look like for you? If I was being lazy all day, I would be binge watching something good on TV because I never get to watch TV. But, you know, the other option is if I could go like visit the Redwood Forest, like trees or surrounded by sequoias or whatever, I would choose to do that any day. Even the ocean is beautiful. If you could have any job in the world and money was no object, what would it be? Well, first of all, it wouldn't be a job, or at least it wouldn't feel like it. And second, I would travel and interview people. I think it'd be so cool. Just doing like one of those Japanese, like documentary, like interviewing people and like some art or something or some lost craft. I think they're so cool. Okay. This is the sexy set of questions from Blue Fox. Do you consider yourself straight, gay, bi, or something else? So I consider myself straight. I've been getting some inquiries from women, which I never really considered before, but I don't think I'm totally closed. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say that, but I guess if there's an attraction there that I would maybe be open to it. Number two, do you listen to GWA for pleasure? Yes, I do. Number three, how did you find GWA and what made you decide to record? So some Redditor friends showed me GWA. And to be honest, the first audio I heard, I was like, it was good, but it was like this girl, I don't remember her name, but she has a southern accent and she was giving a guy a blowjob in a tent. And while it sounded really real, like it just wasn't, I was like, I'm not feeling this. But then one day I was bored and I was searching for the best of like all time. And I came across, and I don't know, it's probably going to be answered as some question probably, but I came across, user August in Winter. He had an audio, I think it's called the Friends with Benefits, like jealous voicemail. Oh my God. I remember the first time I listened to that. I was like, I need to create something like this. It was like so good. It was like, it had jealousy and like a story and like a little ramble fab. And then also a jerk off, like encouragement. It was great. And I was like, I need to create something like this. And which kind of like tipped me over into creating like a username. So I don't know. That's when I started really liking audio. I kind of found something that I was like into. Okay, next question. Describe a situation you found yourself in where you were wildly horny but couldn't do anything about it. I would say like when I go on vacation sometimes and I don't have a chance to masturbate. But I don't do anything about it. I just let myself get really needy. So I think one of my audios, I think I was like, I couldn't masturbate for like a week and I can't find my Lilo. That's the one I couldn't. Oh gosh. And then when I did, like, oh my God, it was like so fast. Let's see. What is something that turns you on sexually that we would be very surprised to know about? Oh, I love neck kisses. Like, it makes me melt. Like, I love them so much. It's weird. I feel like it's weird. Like who likes neck kisses that much? Do you have any kinky fantasies that you have no idea why it turns you on? Yeah, I think it's the incest. Like, those stories are really turning me on, and I don't know why. Has anyone ever seen you naked that you didn't intend to have see you? Yes. My aunt just walked in on me like the other day and I was taking a shower and I was like, what are you doing in here? Have you ever squirted? I already answered that. No. Do you like or fantasize about anal? Yes, I do now after reading the incest stories. She likes like butt stuff. So, and reading about it, it's like, oh my God, I want to try that. Do you or would you like to have sex with a woman? I don't know. I think it depends on the woman. I think it depends on how like attracted she is to me. Because I think I have an open mind, but I think it's more like the person's attractiveness to me and how I can turn them on, I think. Next question. Are you an exhibitionist? Yes, a little. Have you ever become so wet in public that you could feel it dripping down your thigh? No, I haven't. Which hand do you masturbate with? My right. How does your hubby know? Does your hubby know that you record GWA audios? No. I'd love to hear you do water sports audio. Is there any chance of that? Sure. What does that entail? So I think water sports is pee-pee, but I don't know. I don't know what that, like, I don't know what you're doing with the pee-pee. Are you like peeing on the shower floor? I don't know. I have no idea. So I'd have to see an audio with that. I know a couple people have mentioned that before. It's not my personal kink, but you know, I'm not closed to it. Okay. Next set of questions is from Adam H092. Sorry, this is so long. Number one, I'll start with the James Lipton version of the Pivot questionnaire. What's your favorite word? Fuck. What's your least favorite word? Cunt. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? Nature. What turns you off? Cruelty. What's your favorite curse word? Fuck. What sound or noise do you love? Whispering in my ears. What sound or noise do you hate? Really loud beeps or horns. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? A professor. I would love to be a professor. What profession would you not like to do? Milking cows. That's the first thing I could think of. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive to the pearly gates? We've been waiting for you. Number 12, favorite films or TV shows. So I really like this series that is right now. It's on Amazon Prime and it's called Fleabag. And it's like fourth wall break. This girl is like a nympho sex maniac and she's a train wreck. And I love it. It's got humor and it has sex and it's like tragedy and tension, and you should totally watch it. I think men and women would like it and think it's funny. I really love it. So I tell people to watch it all the time, but you know, they don't listen to me. Number 13, favorite comedians and sitcom characters. So comedians, I really like Dane Cook and Ali Wong. I know he's an asshole. And Ali Wong, I think she's hilarious, especially like her whole series about like having a baby and then like taking care of the baby. And then her more recent one where she's talking about like I feel like cheating and she's getting a divorce with her husband, which is crazy. Number 14, what is the best way to wind down on a difficult day? Sit down outside, listen to music with headphones and close my eyes. Number 15, what's your biggest guilty pleasure? Creating audio. Can I say that? It's my guilty pleasure. Number 16, do you have a celebrity crush? No, I don't. Number 17, what are your favorite qualities in a partner, physical and non-physical? Strong, reliable, loyal, from my husband. So that's what I like about him. Number 18, what made you want to start recording audios? This is my outlet. I have a high libido. My husband has a low libido and we are not on the same page. So we aren't matched. So that's why I started creating audios. It's very safe, I think. Number 19. Has listening and sharing audios affected your sexuality or your understanding of sexuality in general? Yes, it has. It has piqued my interest into trying a lot more new things that I didn't know about, which is kind of dangerous. Number 20, lingerie or PJs. My PJs are lingerie, but it's safe for like little kids to see. Like it's not like, you know, risque. Okay, next question. Next set of questions is from Lights Out 2. What makes you feel the sexiest? Praise. That's easy. And the follow-up, what can we listeners do to support or encourage you? The best thing is for you guys to just tell me how much you like the audios, how much it turns you on, how much you come to it, and post it in the comments. I prefer the comments because every time you comment, it increases the visibility of the audio so more people can see it. Whereas if you tell me, it's great, but I always check the comments first. And then he says, you do an amazing job. Your voice is super sexy. Let's see. Okay, the third question is, describe yourself with no pic. I have a mental image of what you look like, and I'm certain I'd find you beautiful, whatever form you take. So I wasn't sure if I should answer this question because I feel like when you listen to my audio, I can be any woman that you like are imagining, like in your fantasy. So I'm not going to answer it because, oh, the only thing I'll answer is I have 36D boobs. That's it. I think the rest of it, like, I think I don't want to dissuade you from the audios that I make. I want the audios to speak for themselves, and I want you to imagine who that person is and with my voice. Okay. LamiaLover98 says, would you do any mommy dom Lamia content? So I'm not, so Lamia, I asked him, and Lamia is a mom that's a snake or a woman and snake. And I'm not really into mythology. I think it's mythology. But you know, I told him if he sends me a script, I'll read it and, I'll try to perform it. I don't know if I can. We'll see. Okay. One Who Craves Souls 69 asks, what is the most unusual fetish you have? No judgment from me. I think the unusual fetish I have is I like hands and arms. I don't usually admit that. So I like to see someone's hands and arms because, I don't know, I just like the way they look. That's it. Alex Marcy asks, could you describe in more detail the pointed toes comments in your audios? That has been unexpected yet extremely sexy when you say it, and more context would be great. So I mentioned the pointed toes because there was a guy before audio that had a foot fetish. And he would always ask me, like, if I masturbate, like, are my toes pointed? And I'm like, yeah. And so when I started recording the audio, I thought, okay, I'll just mention that they're pointed because they are. And I think, like, guys with a foot fetish might find that interesting. Or just interesting in general. So I think some people say that their toes are curled. I guess they could be a little curled, but they're definitely pointed. So I'm going to stop the audio here and do another part.